This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Question and answer of the week.
From the BBC.
大家好，欢迎收听 BBC 英语教学的你问我答节目，我是佳莹。这档节目为广大的听众朋友们解答和英语语言以及英国文化有关的问题。本期节目的问题来自文静。我们来听一下他的问题。
Hello, I'm Wen Jing. I like your program very much. It helps me a lot. I have a question to ask. What's the difference between prosper, boom, and thrive?
听众文静想知道如何区分动词 prosper, boom 和 thrive。它们都和事物的成功、发展或改善有关，很容易被混淆。先来看 prosper, P-R-O-S-P-E-R。prosper 是动词，意思是兴旺发达、繁荣昌盛，常指财务或经济上的成功，比如个人、企业、机构以及经济的蓬勃发展。我们来听两个例句。
After the company exceeded sales expectations for the year, we all prospered from a large bonus. The local shops prospered after the supermarket closed down.
接着来看 boom, B-O-O-M. 我们通常用动词 boom 表示数量或人气激增，常用来谈论产品、企业的销量迅速增长，人或物迅速流行起来。注意，与 prosper 相比，Boom 更突出发展的迅速。听三个例句。
Sales for the company boomed in the new year after a huge marketing campaign for their flagship product. The company is booming and opening new outlets all across the country after their profits increased massively. The popularity of the singer boomed after she released a new album.
做名词时Boom 可以指经济上的迅猛发展、繁荣期。Boom 常和 bust 搭配使用，比如 boom or bust 或者 boom and bust 的意思是繁荣与萧条。
There was a housing boom in the late 90s after interest rates fell. Many small businesses failed to survive the booms and busts of the last 10 years due to the economic instability.
To BBC Learning English.
补充一下 ，boom 还可以描述低沉而有回响的声音，做动词时表示发出轰隆声，做名词时表示轰鸣。听两个分别使用了 boom 的动词和名词形式的例句。
After the demolition, the sound of the explosion boomed out and woke Mr. Biggins from his nap.There was a large boom that echoed across the misty valley.
Thrive, T-H-R-I-V-E, 是动词，意思是超出预期的发展或出色的应对困境，也可以表示茁壮成长、欣欣向荣。
The supermarket thrived due to their online sales after they launched a new website. It was a difficult period for small business owners, but the larger shops seemed to thrive.It was a stressful job, but Bob seemed to thrive under pressure.
总结一下，动词 prosper 的意思是兴旺发达，尤其用来谈论财务和经济上的成功。动词 boom 表示迅速增长或流行，比如销售额和人气激增，也有发出轰鸣声的意思。做名词时 ，boom 指迅猛发展或轰鸣声。动词 thrive 用来描述出色应对困难、茁壮成长。如果你在英语学习中遇到了难题，欢迎通过微博向我们提问。我们的微博账号是 BBC 英语教学。你也可以发邮件给我们，邮箱地址是 questions.chinaelt@bbc.co.uk。谢谢收听你问我答节目，我是佳莹。下次再会。
Question and answer of the week
from BBC Learning English.